Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for being part of my day. It's always a pleasure. And you're going to be glad you hung out with us because Liz Franklin is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Liz is, she founded in 1979, right out of kindergarten, she founded the Franklin Organization. And she's the author of How to Get Organized Without Resorting to Arson. And she's our good friend. Liz, welcome back to the show.
Be back.
It's good to have you back. It's amazing how you were able to found your own business right out of kindergarten, isn't it?
Bless your heart, I was laughing off the air.
Hey, I told the audience, you know, your book's called How to Get Organized Without Resorting to Arson. I also call it Without Creating a Casualty List.
That's right. And
you know, today, being organized is a lot more complex, a lot more challenging than it was back when you and I had Underwood typewriters and carbon paper and big pens, isn't it?
You got it, Jim. You're absolutely right. It's more complicated on so many levels, as all our listeners know, but especially because we print everything out. You and I remember carbon paper, and I remember having to create every document by hand. And we did a lot less creating documents then.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, I remember the sales forms when I was selling. You know, press hard. You're going through seven carbons. The last copy's yours. You know. And
uh-huh.
We don't have those things like that anymore, do we?
That's right. We also had to create them perfectly. So I would create more documents.
Absolutely. But now I feel like the patient at the hospital who's got all these tubes and wires and plugs and everything hooked up to them, all this information coming into me, sometimes I feel like that.
That's right.
How do I manage all that stuff?
Well, without getting an implant actually placed into your head, let's talk about emails. That's something people ask me a lot, is how do I deal with all these emails? So I've broken this down and made some notes, and I want to address specific problems. I've got about five or six here. One is people tell me they have a very difficult time finding the time to read all their emails. Mm-hmm. I was talking to one of my friends in publishing the other day, and she had received in one day 1,400 emails.
And 1,375 of them were spam.
Probably so.
Yeah.
Well, her solution was to have her assistant go through them. Now, I'm thinking anybody who has 1,400 emails a day has at least one assistant. She has about 10 on her staff.
Right.
That's one solution. But for example, my assistant is part-time, and for those of us who don't have a full-time assistant, here's some tips. One is you can try resorting the email first by name and then by date and then by topic, or switch it around. If you're used to looking at your email by who sent this to me, just click that little bar at the top if you're on Mac. It's very handy. And you can look at them by date, or which of these are new. Or you can look at them by the subject line. And this brings things to your eyes differently, so it switches your attention over, and usually a new email or an important email will jump right out.
Well, you know, one of the two things that have been the handiest for me is being able to create other mailboxes and the transfer button.
Oh, yes, yes.
I mean, now, folks, here's the thing, folks. Look at the number of email in your inbox. If you've got more, and I don't know, Liz, what you think, but I'm going to say if you got more than a couple thousand email in your inbox, maybe even more than 500 or so in your inbox, you haven't been using the mailbox and the transfer button properly, right?
Well, that's one way to look at it, sure. I don't focus on the quantity first because my day's just usually flying on by like yours is, but one of the things I do look at is how long since I cleaned it out.
Ah.
Now, you know, government regulations are saying we've got to keep every email ever sent to us, but I think it's okay to let
go
of it.
Who says that?
Well, check it out.
Are you serious?
We've got some new government regs that are saying, in essence, you have to be able to prove anything at any time. Well, it's questionable whether that's enforceable.
Well, I do keep business emails. That's the reason I have those folders. I mean, I've got business email going back, you know, 8-9 years in case I ever have to, to prove that somebody did said something or sent me something.
Right, and I'm sure there's some leeway on that, because what might you have to prove? What would you never have to prove? Like, yeah, Fred sent me a joke last Friday.
Right, no, exactly.
We back things up by date, and the new backers are tremendous, because you can put just encyclopedias full of stuff on there, and the prices have dropped dramatically. So I found a backup drive I like that's the size of the palm of my hand, and it fits in my travel bag. So whenever I leave my office, that little baby is with me, and I don't have to worry about...
So you take it off of, you take it completely off of your hard drive and get it somewhere else.
Right, because it's so small and so quick.
Right.
All we do is put the little, you know, we back everything up, put the little...
What's the name of that hard, what's the name of that little hard drive?
Firelight, F-I-R-E-L-I-T-E.
Hold on to that thought. I want to get you to tell us about that a little bit more. It's a pretty handy tool she's talking about here, folks. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Liz Franklin is our guest, and she and I will be right back. Stay with us.
My need is such, I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
This is Douglas Campbell for The Success Coach, thesuccesscoach.com. Congratulations on turning 10, Jim. Just don't outgrow your legendary youthfulness. Here's to a rockin' good time in the next 10 years.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Liz Franklin, the author of How to Get Organized Without Resorting to Arson. How many times have I said that, Liz? Let's just set fire to this and start over again.
I appreciate every time you say it.
I've said it a bunch of times. Let's just set fire to this place and start over again. But email's not like that. And you mentioned a little device, a little backup tool that I want you to remind us about again.
Yes, it's called Firelight, F-I-R-E-L-I-T-E, like light a fire.
Right.
We have an arson theme going here, don't we? Got to be careful.
And it's like how big a hard drive has it got in?
This thing is, in terms of storage, you can buy anything you want. We purchased this first a 60 gig, and that used to be $200. Then we got an 80 gig for $300, and now the price has dropped. I just bought 120 gig for, I think, about $180.
Wow.
I know, and it's huge. I mean, when are you ever going to use 120 gigs?
And it plugs into the USB.
Yes, it does.
And
what
download...
I like is it has its own power source.
Ah.
So you don't have to get that extra big adapter plug going. And when we're done, we just throw the icon in the trash, wait 20 seconds, unplug it. I stick it in a cosmetic bag. It fits in a little zippered bag.
I could just put it right in there with my makeup, couldn't I?
That's right. Just don't get your lipstick in the hard drive.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Pack it up. We're ready to go. So
that
now,
sounds like
great,
a good idea.
If I'm on the road and I'm just on a short trip, haven't taken my laptop, and somebody says, I need such and so, I can pop over to any Kinko's and plug this baby in. And when you have your software on it to run it.
Oh, so you put your software on it, too.
Oh, software, movies, old emails.
Whoa.
So much stuff. So one of the solutions to having too many emails is to stop and empty your trash. But what if you don't have time?
Mm-hmm.
I know many of our listeners just are saying, I have no time for this sort of thing. So what I do is I just back everything up, trash and everything.
Really?
It used to take about a day and a half to go through and eliminate all the old emails and then back things up. Now it's, I plug this puppy in, I drag everything over to it, and I might go get a cup of coffee, come back, it's done.
One of the things that I do with my email, Liz, to manage my email, is I've got a junk filter that's about 97.65% accurate.
Oh, that's terrific.
It doesn't get all of the junk. And the junk that it does get, only one or two or three good email a day get in there. And so that really helps me a lot, having a junk file, having the email program. And I use Eudora, by the way. I don't use a Microsoft product email. I use Eudora. And so it just dumps everything, this junk. It scans it and dumps it over there in my junk folder. And then all I do is a couple times a day, I just go over there and see if I see anything that I recognize. And everything else I trash and then trash again off the hard drive, off the server. And that really helps me to stay pretty organized.
Right.
With my inbox.
Yeah. Another tip I want to give everybody is to figure out how we're going to change the world, Jim. I know you're in charge of global domination. So
I am, yes.
That's right. So let's start a fad. And you can say you started it here. We'll start it together. And that is to have everybody put the information in the subject line. For example, you could start the subject line of each email with the word joke, or you could say, here's Mary's contact info, or you could say, read before the Friday meeting. So we're going to take over the world here and tell everybody, if you put the subject line in the email, it says what's in the email, then mm-hmm. everybody sees it, has a lot easier time sorting it.
That's exactly right. And also, if you ever meet a spammer, make sure that, you know, don't kill them, because I don't want you to go to jail yourself, although I know you'll be tempted, but have them arrested. Make sure they get arrested.
That's right.
You know, that's one of the things I've always wanted to, I would like to be able to do one day, is go to a 100,000 person football game and walk out into the middle of the field with a spammer. You know, uh-huh. Drag him out there and say, ladies and gentlemen, this person is a spammer. And then I run like crazy. because then, you just imagine they're going to pour down out of the stands and kill this guy.
Right.
Spam is a real problem, isn't it, Liz?
It is. And one of the things, I'm from Silicon Valley, and one of the hottest things now is to carry around a cell phone blocker. So if you're in a movie or in a restaurant, people can't make or receive cell calls around you. Now, that's illegal. But I think we need to invent one of those for spam.
I agree with you. No, I agree yeah. with you. But I do. I will tell you though the new tools that you can get today that separates the spam from the good stuff. They're getting pretty good about that.
Mm-hmm,
and
they are
segregating those into the different piles, like the junk filters, the junk folders, yep. and all that sort of thing. Now what I do with my folders, Liz, is I have folders for different purposes, like my different sponsors. I have a folder for each one of them. Have a folder for other contacts. I have a folder by date, certain years. I have folders, I have email that go back certain years. And so if I remember when somebody emailed me something, I go to that year, and I can, if it was just like a one-time thing, I can find it in that year. What do you think
about
that?
That's right. That's another way to do it. Now, I want to give everybody the website, too, because we're giving away free weekly organizing tips. And all you have to do is go to MsLizOnBiz.com. That's MsLizOnBiz, MsLizOnBiz.com.
Yep.
And you'll see right there a little banner for free weekly tips. And we talk about this.
Can they find your book there, too?
Yes, absolutely.
How to Get Organized Without Resorting to Arson.
That's right. Now, I liked your idea, Jim, about putting things in different folders. And I wanted to give one more tip on what we do. It's kind of like that. When I get an email that I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to need this link again, or this is the only piece I have on this, and I don't really want to create a printout, one of the tricks I use is to forward it to myself, either
yeah.
to that email box, and I have
that's
eight
a,
email boxes, so I can send
that's
it to
a good idea.
And what I do is I put the word use in the title, use for link to this, or use when I need that.
Yep,
and
good idea. Hold on to that thought, Liz. I'm going to let you come back to that when we come back after these messages. It's 10 till. We're getting organized like crazy with our good friend, Liz Franklin. Back, it's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Liz Franklin, the author of How to Get Organized Without Resorting to Arson. And the website again, Liz?
MsLizOnBiz.com. That's
Miz. Go ahead.
MsLizOnBiz. MsLizOnBiz.com. And that's where you get free weekly organizing tips. And they're funny, too.
Check it out. And don't forget, folks, check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, where you can find the show and the archives. Articles, Brain Trust members, the newsletter is there. You can subscribe to it. We send it to you every Sunday by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And then you can, and it will not go into your spam filter, by the way. And then don't forget to check out my blog, which we update every weekday. And, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you can get small business answers right now. Liz, we're talking about how to get organized using email. I like the tools are the key, it seems to me, to email. The tools that the email client comes with, like the mailboxes, the ability to transfer, the technology, the applications that you can buy to make sure your email is safe, that you don't get the viruses and the worms and the Trojans and the zombies and all that sort of thing. And also the devices that you talked about where you can back all this up. It's a process, isn't it?
It is a process, and I think one of the toughest parts is staying ahead. So reading the magazines, being online, getting the RSS feeds, these are things that are important for staying up. But I wanted to tell you about another cool new product. You know, we've talked about FileMaker.com in the past.
Right.
Well, they've got a new product that is the most beautiful thing you'll ever see. It's called Bento, which is a Japanese lunch. In other words, it's got compartments, and you can eat from each compartment. Well, Bento is a small business software like I have never seen before.
Huh.
It's so really quick and simple to use, and it's a database, but you can email from there.
What?
So you don't have to go back and forth from your address book and this and that. It just makes it all really, really simple. And people can download Bento at FileMaker.com.
Is it free?
Get a trial and take a look at it.
Is it free?
Oh, the demo is free.
Yeah. Now, but all right, I'm confused. Tell me how it works again.
Well, it's a database.
Yeah.
It's like Access or FileMaker, but it's very, very slimmed down. So you really have to take a look at it. It's a little hard to explain, but
yeah. But you can actually email from it. You can actually it actually will launch your email client if you click on an email address.
That's right, and they've
got
everything set. So depending on whether you're using FileMaker or Bento, you can create an invoice and simply email it to somebody. So you're saving printout,
mm-hmm.
and it's you can, for example, you can have different sets. You can have one that's the kids' soccer game contacts, and then you can switch over with one click, and you can look at your client list.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't have to go through and do a find on who are the clients and do a find on who are the soccer game people. And then you can email right from there.
So we can get a demo of this at FileMaker.com.
Yes, it's called Bento, B-E-N-T-O.
Okay.
Very cool. The latest thing. Another tip I wanted to give everybody, now we're talking about emails. I know we're running out of time here. If you do print out your emails, I want everybody to date stamp everything. Now what we do is we put a date stamp at the top for what date did this come in. And then if we make notes on the hard copy, we put a date stamp on the bottom saying the past. So top is the future, bottom is the past. And I've trained my team here to say what happened and when. So we'll date stamp at 11:19 and we'll say Liz left a message, and then we'll date stamp at 11:20 and say the customer called back and this is what they said.
Mm-hmm.
Date stamp. It'll save your life.
Very smart. All right, what else? We've got about 1 minute.
Okay. I want to talk about staying on track. This is a big problem for a lot of people. They'll tell me they've got too many emails, and what I find when I sit down and consult with them is that they are diverting. They're reading all the links, and then they decide to look it up on eBay, and soon hours have gone by. That's a really tough part of
email. You got to do triage, don't you? You got to make sure you pay attention to what you should be focusing on.
That's exactly right, Jim. And so what I do is I think of a mode. I might say, well, I'm in a reading mode, or I'm in a research mode, or I'm in a looking for a certain piece of equipment I need mode. And then when I start to divert into playing a game, I'll say, well, what mode am I in? I am in the research mode. And then I might even set a timer and say, I'm going to give myself 10 minutes to research this on the Internet. And then I'm done. I'm switching over to my next mode, which might be getting for a meeting.
Very interesting. So, Liz, give us the website one more time.
It is MizLizOnBiz.com. That's MizLizOnBiz. And
you'll find her book there, How to Get Organized Without Resorting to Arson, by Liz Franklin. Hey, Liz, thanks for being here today. It's always a pleasure.
Happy 10 years.
Thank you very much. Happy holidays to you.
Happy 10 years.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.